Dave fidgeted nervously at his table while he waited for the Russian to arrive. He desperately wanted to light up his cigar in order to calm his nerves, but didn't, knowing it would cause a scene. Can't fucking smoke anywhere anymore. Fucking government, he thought. He glanced around the members' lounge as he waited. It was practically empty. This suited him fine for this particular meeting. Dave had chosen this location. Meeting at the Pearl was a non-starter. His eyes wandered over his watch as he checked the time in irritation. He had arrived too early and was now stewing. Waiting patiently wasn't his strong suit. He loathed meeting the man known only to him as the Russian. Dave found him deeply unsettling, from his look to his mannerisms to the things he would say. Why the man was called the Russian, Dave had no clue. He didn't speak with a Russian accent. He didn't really speak with much of an accent at all. Dave had no clue where he was from. He had never asked and had no plans to do so. He looked up from the table as the man he was set to meet had finally arrived. The Russian cut a somewhat imposing figure as he walked towards the table Dave was sitting. He was lean and tall, at least 6 feet by Dave's estimation. His charcoal suit was clearly tailored, his white shirt crisp and wrinkle-free. He wore a gold watch on his wrist and polished leather shoes on his feet. His face was long, his facial features sharp, while his hair was combed neatly. He walked in an upright fashion with his shoulders back. His posture and gait were stiff. Dave watched as the man slid into the seat opposite him. The Russian gave Dave a long, cold, and calculated stare. His demeanor was difficult to read as he rarely emoted. The worst thing, though, the thing that really gave Dave the creeps, was that the fucker never blinked. Not once. It made Dave's skin crawl. But business was business, and he had made certain promises. "I don't like meeting here, Mr. Miller," the Russian said, choosing this as his greeting. Dave fought back the urge to look away and held the man's gaze. "I like it plenty," Dave said, putting on a confident facade that he hoped was convincing. "Well, what have you got?" Dave said, getting to the point. Dave knew the man hated small talk, and that was fine with him. 84 crates, M16 SCAR-Ls and XM7s mostly. "Some Glocks and an assortment of optics," the Russian replied, as he stared unblinkingly at his table companion. "This isn't what we discussed. You said last time that we were winding down. You said less hardware, not more," Dave seethed at the man, his anger at being lied to bubbling below the surface. "Plans change, Mr. Miller." "Well, maybe mine will change too," Dave said, puffing out his chest. "You gave certain assurances to my organization. Am I to inform them of your refusal to cooperate?" the Russian asked. "I didn't say that, did I?" Dave said gruffly. "Where is the pickup?" "The crates are stored at this address, storage units 8, 9, 12 and 13. The Russian slid a piece of paper with instructions on it and also a set of keys across the table. "You will collect them and load them into your trucks. Captain Price and his men will accompany you to the Border Patrol checkpoint, where he will ensure the trucks make it through unhindered and undisturbed. You will then deliver them to the address written on the bottom," he said calmly. Dave nodded, knowing refusal was not a palatable option. "Your compensation will be deposited via the agreed-upon method upon delivery," the Russian said with an air of finality. He looked like he was about to simply get up and leave when Dave grabbed his arm to stop him. The Russian looked down at Dave's wrist, holding his suit, and then back up at Dave, his sharp eyes displaying an eerie quality to them. Dave released him. "Next time, bring Ricky. I want to talk to Ricky about this arrangement and where it goes from here," Dave said, tripping over his words a little. The Russian just stared back at him for several uncomfortable seconds before replying. "What you ask will not be possible." "And why the fuck not?" Dave asked. "Mr. Garcia is no longer a member of our organization," the Russian replied, coldly. Dave couldn't hide the panic from his face. He knew what that meant. It was clear. Ricky had been Dave's connection, and without him, he was in over his head, without an obvious pathway to getting clear of this. The Russian stood. "I suggest you worry less about Mr. Garcia and focus more on what we are paying you to do. Good day, Mr. Miller," he said as he walked away towards the exit. Dave just sat in his chair, contemplating how he had let himself get caught up in this mess. I should have stayed in my lane. The money isn't worth the stress. This shit is gonna get me killed. Sometime later, Detective Mike Hawthorne entered the cafe and scanned the place for his partner. He spotted Joe in the last booth away from the window and headed towards it. He nodded in greeting as he sat down opposite her. "Well?" the blonde asked, clearly eager to hear some news. "I tailed him to the airport," Mike answered simply. Joe looked back at him, obviously confused. "The airport? Why? He never mentioned taking a trip," she said. "He isn't taking any trip. It's smart. Think about it. It makes it difficult for anybody to follow you. It also makes it nearly impossible for anyone to bring a gun to a meeting," Dave said. She nodded. "I told you he was smarter than you were giving him credit for," she said pointedly. "Nobody likes a gloater, Joe," Mike shot back. "So, who was he meeting?" Joe asked. "I don't know," he answered with irritation. "I couldn't risk flashing my badge in there. Too many eyes and getting made would be a disaster at this point. I bought a cheap ticket to get through security, but he went into some airport member's lounge. They wouldn't let me in without a membership. I waited, but he came out alone and he had nothing with him. Then he drove back here," he said, motioning his head towards the Pearl, which was located across the street. "Any luck with the moving company?" Joe asked. "They appear to be legit. If it's a front, it's a good one. Miller's movers do actually move a hell of a lot of stuff from what I've seen. Mostly residential homes, some businesses. Nothing suspicious," he told her. He sighed. "We're nowhere, Joe. I didn't think it would be this difficult to corner this guy. He seems small-time. But he's too careful for there not to be something going on here that we are missing. You've seen Price's men flash the cash. Why is Miller paying Price so much? It can't be just to ignore the club. There has to be more to it," Mike said, clenching his jaw. "We're not nowhere. The case is building. Give it time. Plus, I've got something new. Somebody's stealing from him," Joe said with a smile. Mike's expression perked up immediately. "Stealing what?" he asked. "Money," she answered. "A lot of it, apparently. Somebody hacked them. They've been dipping into his accounts, both legit and off books." "How did you find out?" he asked, impressed. "The IT guy is sweet on one of the girls. He bragged about it to her. How Dave tasked him with tracking the digital thief down," Joe said, relaying what she had learnt from Lenny's conversation with her and Lara. "Good, good. We might be able to use that. Keep your ear to the ground. If they track down this thief, I want to know about it. We can get to them first and maybe offer a deal. Plus, if Miller is losing money, it might make him more impatient. More likely to make a mistake," he said, his mind working as he planned ahead. "Also, I think it's time we tried to turn one of the girls. I'm going to go in tomorrow and wait for one of them to compromise themselves," he said. "No, Mike, let me do it. I'm already in there," Joe said. He shook his head. "You're too valuable where you are, Joe. It's not worth the risk of the girl panicking and running to Miller. He has no idea about you. None of them do. And we need to keep it that way. We won't be able to get anyone else in there. It's not like I can apply for a job," he said. She laughed at him. "I think you'd do well on the pole, Mike," she said, her eyes giving his body the once over. "I'd break my neck and look like a fool doing it," he said, smiling. "No, you stay low. I'll go in tomorrow and go fishing." "Don't go in tomorrow. It's our quietest day. You'll be noticed. Wait until we are busy," Joe suggested. He nodded. "Who do I look for? Which one is the most likely to initiate, to offer extras?" he asked. "Sarah, for sure. Target her. She'll be offering to fuck you inside 5 minutes," Joe said, the distaste evident on her face. "Christ, Joe," he said, a little shocked. "A bit crass, no?" "It's a crass place, Mike, and you're not the one who has to be in there all day shaking your ass," she said, as she scowled at him. She wasn't wild about his tone. "You're right. Sorry, you know how much I appreciate what you are doing. You're going above and beyond," he said to her reassuringly. She smiled faintly, accepting his apology, but then her eyes darkened. "Mike, I'll do whatever it takes to bring Price down. If that fucker gets out with his offshore accounts and his pension, I just might die. We'll get him, Joe, believe me, he said. Right, it's a plan. Wait until the place is hopping and then target Sarah. Who is the backup girl? If Sarah isn't available, or she doesn't bite for some reason, he asked. Joe hesitated for a long moment, as if contemplating telling the truth or not. Finally, she answered him. Lara. Lara is your next best bet, she said quietly. He nodded. Right, well, I better get going and you'd better get back in there, he said, getting up from the table. Joe slid a roll of bills across the table towards him. He frowned as he looked down at the money. What's this? He asked. I know how much that fake plane ticket probably set you back when you were tailing Dave. I'm making plenty in there, and I'm not even doing that much. Take it, Mike, she said. Joe, this isn't procedure. You're supposed to be logging this. We can't be spending proceeds from undercover work, he said sternly. Don't be such a Boy Scout, Mike. I know how much you earn. Or rather, how little. And it will make me feel better if some of this flesh money goes to you, she said, staring up at him. Mike hesitated. He didn't want to take it, but equally, didn't want to offend his partner. Tell you what, hold on to it for me. When this is all over and Price is doing a long stretch, we'll use it to celebrate, he said, smiling down at her. She grinned back. It's a deal. Meanwhile, Lara was seated comfortably with her phone in her hand in the Pearl's large dancer changing room. A lot of the girls took their breaks at the bar, doing some socializing and light drinking. The issue with this was that customers tended to approach them during their breaks. For some of the girls, this was welcome. But if you needed some time away from the grind, the spacious and comfortable changing room was a solid alternative. It was off limits to everyone but the dancers and security. Lara was scrolling through her phone as she waited for Sarah to arrive. Lara had agreed to join Sarah with one of Sarah's regulars as part of a deal she had made. Lara's brother had arrived at the Pearl, and Lara had practically begged Sarah to take her place in the VIP with him. This was the bill coming due. It was not ideal, as Lara didn't relish spending any time with the redhead, but she would have agreed to virtually anything to leave the VIP and escape her ordeal with Sean. She had been avoiding Sean for obvious reasons, but after some time, she realized this wasn't a sustainable plan. She couldn't exactly avoid him for the rest of her life. He was still her brother, and recent events had changed her view on the situation. During Lara's explosive and revealing talk with Alan, she had come to the conclusion that she needed to put the blame where it belonged. It belonged at the feet of Will and Rob. Alan wasn't ultimately responsible for what had happened. And the following morning, she had realized the same was true of Sean and their situation. Sean hadn't known it was Lara in front of him. She had worn a mask. He had assumed it was just some random stripper. He still did. She couldn't hold him responsible for her own choice to work here and not tell her family. That was her decision, and she needed to take ownership of it. As uncomfortable and frankly traumatizing as the encounter had been for Lara, Sean wasn't to blame. It had been a freak of circumstance, and seeing as he was now banned from the club, one that was unlikely to repeat itself. So she had done the mature thing and decided she needed to move past it. She had met up with him this morning. They had talked at length about how he was dealing with his injury and the loss of his career. Properly talked. And he had finally broken down and admitted how he really felt. That the universe had conspired against him. So that he had lost the thing he loved doing the most, and both Lara and their parents just wanted him to get over it and move on. He had confided in her that he had spent tens of thousands on drugs, strippers, and hookers. The first two she knew about already. Lara reminded him that it didn't matter what anyone else wanted him to do. He had to live his own life, and he was responsible for the decisions he made. The talk had done him the world of good. He recognized that he had to stop blaming everyone, including himself. He had promised to stop his self-destructive behavior. They had hugged it out, and Lara was relieved that the brother she knew was still in there. They had left on good terms. In fact, he had just texted her to say that he had a date tomorrow with a girl he had met. It was a good sign. Lara was just about to text him back, wishing him luck and ask what the girl was like, when Sarah walked into the room. Ah, good. You're in here. Our guys have arrived. They are in the VIP waiting for us. Get your ass in gear. We need to go, she said to Lara. Lara wasn't thrilled with the tone, almost like Sarah was commanding or bossing her around, but she let it go. She had signed up for this, and she knew that Sarah would probably be difficult. Lara just had to take it this time. She put her phone away and followed Sarah out of the room. They walked together towards the VIP. So, this regular of yours, what's his name? Lara asked as they walked. Chad, Sarah answered. Seriously? Chad? Lara ignored the low-hanging fruit and just asked, okay, anything I should know? Nothing specific. He's a personal trainer and has the body to prove it. And he is a good spender. He brought his father with him today as a treat for his birthday. So you're taking the dad. I want this guy to keep coming back, so don't fuck this up for me, Lara, Sarah said condescendingly. Lara bit her tongue, choosing not to respond. She is looking for a response. Don't engage with her. Let her enjoy the moment and be the bigger woman. Don't worry, Sarah. I'm sure the old man will love me, Lara said, reassuring her. Just don't make him finish too quickly. It'll make it awkward for me and Chad, Sarah said. Lara grinded her teeth. I know how to do this, Sarah, Lara said back, struggling to keep her cool. We'll soon see, won't we? Sarah said as they reached the door to the VIP and opened it. They walked through and the door swung closed behind them. The pair of beauties walked towards the two men sitting there, one man on each couch. Lara looked to the man on the right. He was young, probably around her age or perhaps a couple of years older. Sarah had been right, he was a good-looking guy. His smug expression was an immediate turn-off, however. I can see why Sarah likes him. Two peas in a pod. Sarah spoke up first. Hey guys, Chad, why don't you introduce us to the silver fox over there? She said smoothly. Yeah, sure. Ladies, this is my dad, Brian, Chad said, gesturing to his father. It's his birthday, so I want you to be extra nice to him. Sure thing, sweetie, Sarah replied. The other gentleman looked a little embarrassed and very nervous. As she arrived in front of him, Lara gave him a better look. As she glanced over him, the man sitting before her made her do a double take. She knew him. Sitting in front of her was none other than her high school American history teacher, Mr. Fitch. Lara had told Joe previously how he had been her biggest crush, how she had tried desperately to get with him and that he had turned her down for moral reasons, citing her age and his position making it inappropriate. That had been over 4 years ago now, but he looked just as good to Lara. She had described him to Joe as a sort of Californian Pierce Brosnan, and the extra few years had done nothing but reinforce that opinion in Lara's mind. He was just as handsome, perhaps even more so, with the added gray running through his hair, giving him a distinguished look. This all flashed through her mind as she stood before him, no longer a student, but a professional lap dancer in revealing lingerie. Lara looked down at him, completely at a loss at what to do. Should she leave? Should she say something? Say nothing at all? As Lara's mind ran through her options, Brian Fitch just stared at her, giving her an odd look. He doesn't recognize me. Or at least he's not sure where he knows me from. Lara wasn't sure whether to feel relief or to take offense. How could he not recognize me? Well, as you can see, I've brought a friend to join us today to make everything a little more fun. Boys, this is Lara, Sarah said to the two men. Suddenly, his eyes went as wide as saucers and his mouth dropped open in shock. It can't be, he thought to himself. Is it her? Is it Lara? Realization hit him like a train as he finally comprehended that the woman standing before him was his former student. Well, now he knows, Lara thought ruefully. The pair stared at each other, neither sure of what to say. Suddenly, he turned towards his son and started to speak. Oh, Chad, I'm not feeling great. I'm going to sit this one out. You, have fun, and I'll see you outside, he said, starting to get up. Chad looked over and started shaking his head. Come on, Dad, we talked about this. You aren't doing anything wrong. You're divorced. Mum doesn't control you anymore, and besides, these girls are professionals. And I've already paid, he said with a frown. Really, son, I appreciate the effort you've made, but... Brian said, but Chad cut him off. You're staying. Try to have some fun, for fuck's sake, Chad said gruffly. Brian Fitch looked from his son and back to Lara and then nodded as he sat back down. With that, Sarah pressed a button on the table console and the low thrum of some R&B track started to play. She leaned forward and started to dance for Chad, moving her body in front of him. She gave Lara a quick glare, clearly wondering why the brunette was just standing there. Lara's mind had been racing, figuring things out. She instantly knew that she didn't want Sarah knowing that this was her former teacher. Sarah would revel in it. She would quite literally pump Chad for all the information she could about Lara. Chad didn't know her, but he could figure it out if given the opportunity. And if he did, he'd spill the beans. Her school, where she was from, her family, Lara's entire history, basically. All things she had absolutely no desire to share with the busty redhead. It was information Sarah could easily spread or potentially use against her. What had taken her a couple extra seconds to work out was why Mr. Fitch hadn't outed her yet. It had then dawned on Lara that he probably wanted to keep this a secret as much as she did. He was probably not thrilled about the idea of turning to Chad and saying, "Son, this is the high school jail bait that I nearly cheated on your mother with. Say hi." If they could play this off without either Chad or Sarah knowing, then all the better for both of them. I might just enjoy myself a little in the process, she thought. Sarah had now worked her way onto Chad's lap and interrupted Lara's thoughts. Lara, problem? She said, her eyes shooting daggers at Lara. Oh, right, of course not. Let's get started, shall we? Lara said, trying to recover her composure. She wasted no time and climbed aboard Mr. Fitch's lap. She put her arms around his shoulders and started to move in a sensual figure-eight pattern on his lap as they stared at each other. She leaned forward and put her face near his ear. He spoke first. "Lara?" Brian whispered into her ear. "Hi, Mr. Fitch," she whispered back. "What the hell are you doing here?" he asked her, his voice still low so as not to be overheard. "My job. I work here, dummy," she whispered back with a giggle. "Yes, obviously. What I mean is how? Why? Didn't you always want to..." "Ugh," he groaned, his words being cut off as Lara grinded into his crotch with more force. His hands shot to her waist. She couldn't help smile as she started to ride him. "He smells incredible," she thought, "just like I remember." Lara could feel his hardness now, the thin fabric between them doing little to hide his growing arousal. She had always wondered. She needed to know. She snaked a hand down and gripped him solidly through his trousers. He groaned once more as Lara felt him, examining the size of him. He felt big. A tingle of excitement and lust shot through her. She was getting turned on, along with him. "God, he's still so sexy," she thought, as she looked into his eyes. She couldn't resist. She leaned forward, intending to kiss him. He moved his hands to her shoulders and stopped her. "Lara, no, we shouldn't," he whispered, but she could see the doubt in his eyes. "Why the hell not?" she answered, and leaned in again, now more forcefully. And this time he didn't stop her. Her heart started to race as their lips met. Brian's hand slid down to the small of her back as they kissed. He parted his lips, allowing Lara's tongue to delve into his mouth. They explored each other as Lara arched into him, her breasts pressing against his chest as she deepened the kiss, her tongue stroking along his in bold and brazen strokes. "She tastes like strawberries," he thought to himself. He moved his lips to her neck. Lara moaned as he started to trail slow and sensual kisses down her neck towards her collarbone. "Is that a lap dance or a makeout session over there?" Sarah said from the other couch, surprised at the apparent intimacy on display. She was grinding on Chad, her back to him as he felt her up so she had a decent view of the spectacle Lara and Brian had on display. "Yeah, she's right. We should cool it, Lara," he said quietly to her. "Not a chance, Mr. Fitch," she said, desire in her eyes. She started to unbutton his shirt. He let her do it. one button after the other until none were left. She slid his shirt off and rubbed a hand over his chest. He was in good shape. "Tell me what you want from me. You'll have it," she said in a low, sultry whisper as she sat in his lap. His eyes darted to her chest and then back up to her face. It was a flicker, but Lara knew what he wanted. She giggled as she leaned into him again, pressing her tits hard into his chest. "Of course. You want to see my tits. To feel them. Devour them, don't you?" she said in a sexy voice. "God, yes," he answered honestly. "I used to stare, Lara, every day. I couldn't help it." "I know. I wanted you to look. The tight outfits, the low-cut tops, squeezing them together, daring you to look." "You remember how I would dress, right?" Lara asked, enjoying herself more and more. "Yes, I do." "How did I dress, Mr. Fitch? How did I tease you?" she asked him seductively. "Like a slut, like a teasing little slut," he said finally, quietly. "Yes, I was such a teasing little slut." "Well, no more teasing now," she said as she leaned back slightly. She took her bra clasp in both hands, unclasping it with ease and flinging the lace bra across the room with her left hand quickly. She sat there with a smirk, her chest exposed to him for the very first time, revealing her perfect creamy breasts. They spilled out, full and heavy, but without a hint of sag, the rosy peaks of her nipples already pebbled with arousal. He just stared. "Fuck me. Perfect. Absolutely spectacular," he thought. His mouth went dry at the sight, the way they sat high and proud on her chest, the slight movement of them as Lara breathed heavily in front of him. They were even more spectacular than he had imagined, the embodiment of every fantasy he'd had since first laying eyes on her. They'd become something of a dirty obsession for him. He would stare at her as she sat in the front row, imagining what they would look like. Now he knew. He had also wondered what they would feel like. He needed to know that too. Brian's palms itched with a need to touch, to feel the weight of them, to map every inch of her flawless skin. As if in a trance, he raised his hands, his fingers trembling slightly as they brushed over the sensitive underside of her breasts. He heard Lara's sharp intake of breath, felt the way her back arched slightly, pressing her more fully into his hands. God, the feel of her, the way his fingers sank into them, how giving and pliant they were. The way her nipples tightened even further beneath his touch was exquisite. He knew he could spend hours just exploring her breasts, teasing out every gasp, every moan of pleasure from her. Brian's mind raced with the things he wanted to do to her, the ways he wanted to worship and cherish these perfect tits. And so he did. He held them in his hands and brought his mouth to them. He lavished them with long, slow licks and started tracing their delicate curves with the tip of his tongue. He wrapped his lips around her pink nipple and started suckling greedily. Lara felt his teeth grazing her nipples as he sucked. She was moaning loudly now and writhing in his lap. Oh my God, he is so good at that, she thought, as her arousal grew and grew. She could feel the wetness beneath her now, a clear sign of the effect he was having on her. Brian pulled his mouth back and grinned at her while he kept his hands busy, still playing with her ample bust. "Do they measure up to the fantasy?" she asked, her voice low and sultry. "They exceed it. The fantasy doesn't compare," he told her quietly, pressing them together with his hands a little more roughly now. "I wondered for so long what they looked like. I would stare at you while you worked, imagining what they felt like to touch, what they felt like to..." His voice tailed off. "Tell me," she cooed. "What they felt like to fuck," he said, his voice cracking slightly. She arched an eyebrow and leaned in close to him. Her lips were practically touching his ear as she whispered, "You can stop imagining." Brian watched, almost transfixed, as Lara sank gracefully to her knees before him. The sight of this stunning woman kneeling between his legs sent a fresh surge of blood rushing south, his cock throbbing in anticipation of what he hoped was to come. He couldn't believe this was happening. He had daydreamed about this when she had been his student, when she had been in his class, and he had rebuked himself repeatedly for it. Thoughts rattled around his mind about how he was a dirty old man, that no young girl would want an old fart like him, and to stop deluding himself. Even when she had made a pass at him, he hadn't really believed it. He had turned her down, reluctantly, because he assumed it was just a phase and that an honourable man wouldn't succumb to such temptation. But she wasn't a girl anymore. She was a woman. A woman that was about to tit-fuck him. Laura wasted no time in unzipping him. It bounced free in front of her. She licked her lips lasciviously in a brazen attempt to turn him on some more. She wrapped one hand around his base and leaned forward, blowing on it softly. He squirmed as he felt the air rush past his cock. She giggled as she teased him. Laura leaned to her left and retrieved a bottle of flavored lubricant from the table and squeezed the bottle above her breasts. She rubbed and glided her hands over them and between them, spreading the copious amounts of liquid. She then squeezed the bottle again, this time above his cock, and large dollops of lube hit his head and ran down his shaft. He gasped at the coolness of it. "Don't worry, I'll warm him up for you," she said. He watched, heart pounding, as Laura now leaned forward, her breasts swaying, the tips of her nipples grazing him. Laura cupped her breasts, squeezing them together around his length. She winked at him, and then began to move. Oh, holy shit. She started slowly and sensually. Laura rubbed her breasts along the thick length of his cock. The feeling of her soft, warm flesh against him was indescribable, and he had to bite back another groan. She was taking her time. Teasing him, working him with a deliberate and tortuous slowness. The way they surrounded him, engulfing him in their pillowy softness, was pure bliss to Brian. He could feel every inch of her breasts as she slid them along his shaft, could feel the way they squeezed and massaged him with each pass. It was like nothing he had ever felt before. His ex-wife had been rather light on top. Not that it mattered, as he would have never asked, knowing what the answer would be. Instead, he had consumed hours upon hours of porn, many of it displaying this very act. He had longed to try it, but had never had the opportunity. Many of his fantasies had included Laura doing this very thing to him. He would jerk off in bed, imagining what it would be like to fuck her tits, to thrust into the warm, welcoming valley of her cleavage until he painted her neck and chest with his release. The real thing was living up to the hype. His cock throbbed and pulsed as Laura continued her sensual assault, her breast gliding along his shaft with increasing speed. He could feel the heat building, his balls tightening. He was edging closer to release with each movement of her luscious breasts. Suddenly she slowed, her pace now a languid stroke as she edged him. Laura had known she could have brought him over the edge with another 10 seconds at that speed, but she was in no rush. She wanted to make this last, for both of them. The years of build-up in both their imaginations warranted it. "Christ, Laura, you're an incorrigible tease," he said, gritting his teeth. "You know it, Mr. Fitch," she said, laughing as she resumed her stroking of his dick with her tits. "Mr. Fitch?" Sarah thought to herself. Sarah had Chad's fingers inside her now. He had buried them there a few minutes ago and was doing, what he thought, was a good job of getting her off. She had been faking her squirms and moans to keep him happy. In actuality, his attempts were clumsy, lacked any sense of rhythm, and were a little uncomfortable. Sarah had been staring at the couple to her left on the other couch as she had been enduring Chad's awkward ministrations. The interaction between Laura and Chad's father had seemed off to her from the start. The kissing, the giggling, the whispering incessantly to each other. They were behaving more like lovers than stripper and client. And then Sarah had heard her say his surname. Sarah knew Chad's surname was Fitch, but she hadn't told Laura that fact. It occurred to her that maybe he had told Laura his name, asked her to call him that, perhaps that's why she had said it. Role play of some sort. And it did make sense. Although she couldn't be sure. Sarah was loath to admit it, but she knew Laura was good at this. Very good, in fact. Chad's old man looked absolutely smitten with the brunette, on her knees, taking his cock for a ride between her cleavage. Laura was either a better actress than Sarah thought possible, or she was having fun too. Meanwhile, Sarah was over here getting poked to death by Chad's bumbling hands. It made her a little mad and jealous. Her inferiority complex roared to the surface. She felt the burning desire to prove herself, that she was just as good as Lara. No, better than Lara. And she figured she knew how to prove it. She held back a wince as she extricated Chad's fingers from her and turned her head to address the pair to her left. Well, isn't this great, huh? Sarah said to the room, her voice dripping with a saccharine fakeness to it. Everybody having fun? She asked. Lara stopped moving and just held Brian's length still while they both turned to look at Sarah. I know I am, Chad said, squeezing Sarah's ass roughly. She ignored him and turned to Brian. Are you enjoying how good Lara's big floppy tits feel, Brian? She asked with a sly grin. Floppy tits? Floppy? As if. What a cunt, Lara thought, glaring at Sarah. Yeah, they are perfect, Brian said. Lara beamed up at him and gave his dick a quick squeeze with her tits. Good, good. But how about we up the ante a little? Sarah said. How about a friendly competition? What sort of competition? Brian asked, a little bemused at what the redhead was getting at. Oh, we have two guys and two gals. I'm sure there is something we could do, some way we could compete, she said, leaving the double entendre hanging in the air. Any ideas? She asked, her head cocked in a fake pondering pose. Blowjobs, Chad shouted. Everyone turned to look at him. What? Brian asked, looking at his son with a face full of confusion. Blowjobs, he repeated. A blowjob competition. First woman to make her man come wins. Sarah smiled at him from his lap. She had been hoping he would suggest something along those lines. Chad, that is enough, Brian said, scolding his son. I raised you better than that. You will treat these ladies with respect. Well, don't be like that, Mr. Fitch, Sarah said to him, but watching Lara's face as she had said his name. Lara didn't react. She had a feeling Sarah was watching for her response. Lara didn't want to give anything away. Sarah continued. It's just a bit of fun. Besides, think of how good it would feel, Sarah said. Maybe I can convince him, Lara interjected. She shifted from her knees and slithered up Brian's body until she was leaning against him. Lara leaned in to whisper in Brian's ear. Do you like my lips, Mr. Fitch? She whispered. Of course I do, Lara, he answered. I'm told I have DSLs, she said seductively. Brian gave her a confused look, not knowing the term. Dick-sucking lips, Lara whispered in his ear. She had overpronounced and enunciated each word, punctuating each one with a light kiss on his earlobe. Do you want to slide your dick between them? She whispered. Oh God, yes, he said pleadingly. Lara smiled at him and gave him a quick kiss before turning her head to Sarah. Okay, we are both game, Lara told the redhead, giving her a sly look as if to say, I know what you're doing. Game on. Let's swap, Chad announced, eyeing Lara hungrily. Sarah scowled up at him, looking like she wanted to punch him. No, son. I'm happy with Lara, Brian said. Lara beamed at him as she slid back down between his legs and grabbed his trousers and briefs. She tugged them down and off him. He was now completely naked. She licked her lips, a flick of her pink tongue over their soft plumpness. Let's get them slicked up first, Lara said. She didn't wait for any affirmation from Sarah, she just did it. Lara grasped Brian's cock with both hands, stroking it slowly, teasingly, as she leaned in to run her tongue along the underside of his shaft. She traced every vein, every ridge and groove, her tongue swirling around the sensitive head before dipping into the weeping slit. She could taste the salty essence of his arousal. She bathed his cock with her tongue, tasting the remnants of the flavoured lubricant from earlier, combined with his natural taste and musk. It tasted good. Sarah mirrored Lara's actions, her desire to win clearly beating out her annoyance at Chad's latest comment. She licked him up and down, her own tongue exploring every inch of Chad's throbbing erection. She lapped at the swollen head, her lips brushing over it teasingly as she held his shaft with her soft hands. She spit and slobbered all over him, wanting to give herself every edge. When both dicks were slick and ready, Lara and Sarah exchanged a fierce, determined look between them. Lara had initially been annoyed that Sarah had interrupted the moment she was sharing with Mr. Fitch, but now her competitiveness had shown itself, working its way to the surface. She was going to put the bitch in her place. She knew that she would have to work fast. Chad was younger. He would likely come quickly. But Lara had been edging Mr. Fitch with her tits for a while. He had been close not too long ago. She hoped the brief interlude would not cost her too much. The girls moved their mouths over their respective dicks. This wouldn't be a slow, teasing blowjob. This would be fast, aggressive head. Chad raised his hand dramatically into the air. "Ready, set, blow," he said, bringing his hand down to signal the start. Lara took Brian's cock into her mouth, inch after inch, disappearing in a flash until he hit the back of her throat. She swallowed around him, her throat muscles massaging his sensitive flesh as she began to bob her head in a frantic rhythm. She could feel him growing harder, his girth increasing as she worked him. Sarah did the same, taking Chad deep into her hot, wet mouth, her tongue undulating along the underside of his shaft as she sucked hard. She could feel him pulsing, could taste the first drops of pre-cum that leaked from the tip of his cock. Brian was holding Lara's hair in a gentle ball away from her face as she worked him. Lara took Brian deep again, holding him there as she swallowed around him. She stuck her tongue out to lap at his balls. With her throat full and her mouth at his base, she wiggled her head side to side, as if shaking her head quickly in disagreement. Brian groaned at the immense feeling shooting up his shaft as she did it. After doing this for a good 20 seconds, she pulled off with a lewd pop and gasped for air. She followed this up with fast bobbing to around half his length, while stroking him with a twist from her hand. Sarah concentrated on suction instead, thinking this was the fastest way to get Chad off. She took him deep and sucked hard, her cheeks hollowing as she drew on Chad's cock. She would then pull back so that only his tip was in her mouth, and then dive back in and repeat the process. The room filled with the obscene sounds of slurping, sucking, and gagging, the occasional groans from the men juxtaposed by the muffled moans of the women as they worked their magic. Lara and Sarah varied their techniques, determined to push their partners over the edge and prove themselves the best. Neither man could possibly last long at this sort of pace. The girls were relentless, their mouths and tongues and hands working in tandem, experts at their craft. But there could be only one winner. Lara could taste the change in Brian. She could feel his balls drawing up tight, his cock pulsing wildly against her tongue as she pushed him closer and closer to the edge. With a final hard suck, she took him as deep as she could, her nose pressed against his groin as she swallowed around his throbbing length. "I'm coming, Lara," he muttered. He had warned her, expecting Lara to release him. She didn't. For the first time in his long life, he came inside a woman's mouth. Lara moaned around his shaft as he filled her mouth up. His body shook on the couch and he bucked slightly as she continued to bob her head and suck his dick as he shot spurt after spurt into her. Lara locked onto him. She looked him straight in the eyes and then winked. She started to swallow, gulping it down, never breaking eye contact. "My God, what a sight," was all he could think as he watched her. Chad had started to come now as well. Sarah was jerking him as he exploded on her face and chest. Sarah took the facial like a champ, not turning away as he unloaded onto her. She was drenched in it, her hair, her eyes, her nose and mouth. The white streaks of cum made a striking contrast to her fiery red hair. Puddles of it pooled in her cleavage as he kept coming, but she had lost and she knew it, by seconds no less. "I should have tit-fucked him first," she thought. "That must have been it. Lara had a head start, that was all. She cheated, really, if you think about it." As Sarah continued her internal rationalizations, Brian had finally ceased coming, his orgasm waning now. Lara had swallowed him all. She opened up her mouth and stuck out her tongue, showing the man her empty mouth. "All gone," she said, smiling. His shocked face made her giggle. She gave him a moment to recover. He finally spoke. "Lyra, that was incredible," he said, simply. She leaned forward and up so that she could whisper and not be overheard. "You should have let me do that 4 years ago. My senior year would have been a lot more fun if you had," she said mischievously. "You might be right," was all he could say. Lara squeezed her thighs together as she looked down at his still hard glistening cock. He hadn't deflated at all. She was incredibly wet. She hesitated before whispering her next question. She wasn't sure if she should do anything with Sarah and Chad still in the room. Her desire overrode her sensibilities. She leaned back in. "Are you completely spent?" she asked him softly. "Why?" he asked back. "Because, Mr. Fitch, I need you inside me," she moaned into his ear. He didn't hesitate. In the space of a second, he scooped her up into his arms, stumbled forward, and lay her down on the rug in front of the couch. He pulled her lace panties down and off her legs. He looked down at her face as he entered her. The sensation was overwhelming for him. He had just come and was incredibly sensitive. She was so hot and wet that he slid right in. It was almost painful. But he needed to be in her to make her come just like he had. So he powered through the feeling and started to move. "Ugh," Lara moaned loudly as he slipped inside her. She felt the rug on her back, the cool plushness of it, a stark contrast to the heat building between her thighs as they moved together. Her hair splayed out magnificently on the floor above her head. She wrapped her arms and legs around him and held on as he fucked her. Sarah had been wiping the cum off her face with a towel when she turned in shock as Brian almost tackled Lara to the ground and began to fuck her in the missionary position. She stood there, stunned, as the pair rutted on the ground in front of her, as if she wasn't even there. Neither of them seemed to care, concentrating only on the feeling. Lara's fingers dug into Brian's shoulders, her nails raking down his back as she clung to him, anchoring herself against the pleasure she was experiencing. She could feel his muscles flexing beneath her touch, could feel the strength in his body as he took her with increasing fervor. His rhythm grew steadier, his thrust deeper, and Lara found herself lost in the sensation. The way he hit that spot deep inside her with each pump of his hips, Lara knew she was close. Her moans were loud and frequent. Lara felt her body seize, back arching sharply off the rug as a fierce, intense pleasure exploded through her. Her walls gripped him tightly, clamping down, and they started to spasm around him as she climaxed. Brian wasn't coming. It was too soon after the blowjob, but he could feel her pussy clench as she came. It thrilled him to know he could give her a taste of what she had given him already. She continued to come for what seemed like minutes to her, but was actually much less time in reality. He leaned down and kissed her as he slowed his thrusts, letting her ride out the orgasm. Lara finally broke the kiss and just stared at him. Her chest heaved, breasts rising and falling rapidly as she gasped for air and the aftershocks of her orgasm lingered. Her skin was flushed and glistening with a sheen of sweat. Her cheeks were red and she could feel some rug burn on her back. She untangled her arms and legs from around his neck and waist. He slowly rolled off her. They lay side by side as they basked in the afterglow. She noticed Chad off to the side, getting dressed awkwardly, as if he had witnessed something he shouldn't have. It was Sarah who broke the silence. "Well, that was an experience. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. Take as long as you need in here. We'll be having a chat outside." "Coming, Lara?" Sarah said, emphasizing her name. "Yeah, sure." Lara put her panties and bra back on and followed Sarah out of the room on unsteady legs, giving a quick glance and a smile to Mr. Fitch as she left. The redhead spun on her the moment the door was closed. "What the fuck was that?" "What was what?" Lara answered. "Whatever it was that just happened in there." "Come on, Lara, do you mean to tell me you treat all the customers like that?" Sarah asked, incredulity all over her face. "Well, no, I don't," Lara said, trying to navigate through the lies she needed to tell. Listen, you did me a solid last week and I promised to do this for you. To keep Chad coming back by showing his old man a good time. And so I did. I gave him the experience he wanted. You know, the lovey-dovey crap, she said, lying through her teeth and hoping Sarah would buy it. Sarah just stared at her. Well, you were damned convincing, she replied, shaking her head in disbelief. That's the idea. Get them to believe the fantasy, Lara said, improvising. Sarah seemed mollified for the moment. I think she's buying it, thank God, Lara thought. Well, I appreciate you taking it seriously, I guess, Sarah said as she fiddled with her top, readjusting it. Oh, and that blowjob thing was a farce. You already had the old fart halfway there before we started. It so doesn't count. You're probably right, Lara said, trying hard to suppress a grin. She can't stand losing, especially to me. She is such a bad fucking loser, it would be almost funny if it wasn't so sad, she thought to herself. Right, well, you'll have to see the boys out. Oh, and get the cleaners in there too. It reeks of sex. I can't hang around. I need a shower before my next appointment. With Captain Price, she said with a scowl. It'll be my first time with the fucker, but I've heard the stories. You've had the pleasure already. Any advice? Sarah asked her. Lara still hated the woman standing before her. She couldn't pretend otherwise. But the idea of lying to Sarah or even sending Sarah to that pig unprepared was one Lara couldn't bear. She decided to be honest and try to help her. Your instinct is going to be to tease him, to ramp up slowly. Don't. That was my mistake. It doesn't matter how well you do it, he'll take control at some point. Take it from me. You don't want that. He is rough. Instead, shock him. Pick your moment and go hard and fast. Catch him off guard and get him to blow before he realizes you are doing it. It's your best bet of getting out of there without having to go too far, she said. Sarah stared at her in surprise. She hadn't expected much in the way of real advice. Thanks. I'll do that. I'll report back tomorrow, I guess. Tell you how it went, Sarah said, smiling at Lara. Lara smiled back. A genuine smile between the pair. For what may have been the first time ever. Oh, wait. I'm off tomorrow. The next day, perhaps. We'll talk then. See you around, Lara, she said as she walked away, leaving Lara standing alone at the door. Lara turned and re-entered the room. Chad had clearly gotten over his earlier embarrassment at watching his old man have sex and was now slapping him on the back. You gave it to her good and proper, Dad, he said, laughing. Yes, well, I may not be a spring chicken anymore, but I'm not dead yet, he said, a hint of a smile on his face. They both turned to Lara as she walked in. Anything else you gentlemen need? Lara asked politely. Chad looked like he was about to make a joke, a crass one no doubt, until his father elbowed him hard in the side. No thank you, ma'am, we're fine, he said. I'm gonna hit the head before we go, drain the snake, so to speak, Chad said crudely. I'll be back in a minute, Dad, he said as he exited the VIP in search of the toilets. Lara turned back to Mr. Fitch and burst out laughing. Ma'am, really? She said, still giggling at him. He looked a little flustered. Well, I mean, I was just trying to keep things formal, he answered. She took several more steps until she was right in front of him. People who have been inside of me can call me Lara, she said, smirking. Jesus, I can't believe we just did that, he said, shaking his head as if in disbelief. Well, believe it. And we did it well, she said. She wrapped her arms around his neck and stepped close to him. You did it so well, in fact, that you made me come better than I had in ages, she said, her eyelids low and her voice sultry. You want to take me home and go for round two? She asked. God, yes, more than anything, but it would be a bad idea. Lara, this was great. No, it was incredible. But you know this can't go anywhere, right? He said, looking down at her. And why not exactly? She replied, a hint of irritation in her voice. Lara, I turned 60 yesterday, and you are, what, 23? 22, she answered curtly. Oh my God, I'm worse than that DiCaprio guy, he said, shaking his head. Lara started to laugh again, her irritation fading instantly. You may not be as rich, but I think you are more handsome, she said. She ground against him and said, "And I'll bet any amount your dick is bigger." He took a sharp intake of breath as he felt her against him, his manhood beginning to stand to attention again. "Don't, Lara. This was amazing, but let's be real. What sort of future do you see dating me?" "Who gives a shit about the future?" "Well, you might. What if you want to travel, to have kids, to do a dozen other different things that I'm too old for?" She scoffed. "I have no interest in any of that," she replied. "Not right now, but you might someday. We are very different people in very different stages of our lives. Besides, what hot young thing wants an old, recently divorced guy? I had been married for 41 years, Lara. I'm still figuring out how to be alone." Lara sighed. She knew he was right. Everything he was saying was true. The fact that he was recently divorced, the fact that his son was older than her, they had so little in common. The age gap was, quite frankly, enormous. It couldn't work, not really. They had both got caught up in the fantasy they had enjoyed 4 years ago and the chance to live it out now. Still, not everything needed to be so serious. "Okay, so no long walks on the beach and picking out drapes together. We can keep it casual, be friends. With benefits," she said, grinning up at him. "Most of my friends don't look like you," he said. "And that would be one of the benefits," she said, giggling at him. He thought about this for a moment. "Okay, how about this? Let's sleep on it. We'll give it a week or two to mull it over. I'll come back into the club and we can have a chat about if we both still want to be beneficial friends," he said with a glint in his eye. "Deal. But don't wait too long. My folks tell me Mr. Gronkowski is retiring soon. I might go looking to replace you." "Surely not, Lara. He's even older than me. And he wears a bow tie, for crying out loud." "Bow ties are sexy," she said as she fished his phone out of his pocket and held it up to him. "Unlock this," she told him. He pressed his thumb to the pad and the phone unlocked. She put her number into his contacts and then sent herself a message from his phone. "I'll give you your 2 weeks. You call me when you are ready," she said, handing him the phone back. He nodded. The door to the VIP opened and they quickly backed away from each other. "Lovely to meet you, Lara," he said, the formality back in his voice. "You too, Mr. Fitch," she replied as he headed towards the door to join his son. He exited and Chad was about to follow when he turned at the door. Chad stared at Lara, eyeing her curves. "I'll be back soon. Maybe you, me and Sarah can spend some more time in here together," he said, his meaning clear. "Sure, let's do that maybe," Lara said noncommittally, having zero intention of doing another dual performance with Sarah again. Chad's lecherous stare lingered for a moment before he left the room, leaving Lara alone in it. "First Alan, now Mr. Fitch. Turned down 2 days in a row. Either there is something in the water or you're losing your touch, Lara." Meanwhile, in an office on the other side of town, two men sat across from each other. "My rate is $120 an hour with a minimum of 8 hours up front." Will nodded in agreement and slid a large envelope stuffed with cash across the table towards the man sitting there. "No problem," Will said. "Okay, how detailed do you want me to get?" the private detective asked. "Very detailed. I want to know everything. Her name, her address, her schedule at work, where she grew up, her living relatives, friends, debts, everything. All of it," Will replied. The PI just nodded. "Give me a week," he said, getting up and gesturing for Will to follow him out of his office. "A week it is." Then, I'm ending that bitch, Will thought.